From NPR News, this is Day to Day. The Federal Reserve today began buying commercial paper from big American companies. These are basically IOUs that businesses use to keep the cash flowing. It is yet another unprecedented move to loosen the frozen credit markets. Mitchell Hartman of Marketplace is here now. And Mitchell, how will these government loans help?
Well, the Federal Reserve is starting to make three-month loans to large corporations, corporations with good credit ratings, I should say. And these are companies that have been having trouble going out into the market to borrow money short term. So we're talking about cash that they need on a regular basis to fund everything from payroll to inventory, rent, and utilities. Companies like Morgan Stanley, UBS, GE Financial, American Express all plan to use this new facility, and industrial companies will probably follow suit. Now, usually this is not a market that the government has had any role in, at least as a direct lender. It used to be that these IOUs were bought by financial institutions, money market mutual funds, and the like. The loans weren't too sexy, they weren't very risky, and the interest rate wasn't anything to write home about. But all that changed after the collapse of Lehman Brothers. Holders of commercial paper started worrying that these corporate IOUs weren't so safe, so they stopped buying them. And then perfectly healthy businesses have been since finding it difficult and expensive to get hold of cash. So now the Fed will become the lender of last resort yet again and try to jumpstart lending by others.
And loosen the credit crunch. And so is this move, will it be more promising than all the others we've seen so far to try to loosen credit?
You know, in short, the answer is yes. With the caveat of probably. Every economist I've talked to or seen quoted today thinks this is a pretty safe move by the Fed. The government simply has to get financial institutions back to lending money more than a day at a time. Jane DeRista is an analyst at the Financial Markets Center. She explained to me that with the Fed wading into the commercial paper market, others should follow, which starting with the all-important money market mutual funds, which have fled for the exits recently.
Commercial paper typically is about one-third of the assets held by money market mutual funds. So the fact that they have been skittish and fear runs from their clients has meant that they have not been buying. So the Fed has decided that it's going to buy the paper and try to get investors back in with the assurance that there is a buyer out there, namely the Federal Reserve itself.
And Mitchell, the Fed is also doing something later this week with regards to interest rates, right?
Right. The Federal Reserve's Open Market Committee meets tomorrow and Wednesday. It seems like there's almost no chance that the Fed will sit on its hands. Economists predict an interest rate cut of either a quarter point or a half point. A half point would bring the federal funds rate down to 1%, which would be its lowest level in 4 years.
Thanks, Mitchell. That's Mitchell Hartman of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.